Am I coming through okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know when this will get posted, because it's too late this week. If we even, it'll go up Friday if I post it this week.
This thing will be posted. Yeah, I've been driving for like an hour and a half. Yeah,
I was like, Sean, let's make the show good when Ted gets here, because he's been driving a long time.
Nah, it's no biggie.
Can we call this Ted's bogus adventure? Bogus journey?
No, it's not a big deal. I like coming. I like talking about comics. It relaxes me. It's been a hard week.
That's what I was telling Sean. It's like,
except with my job, talking about comics is the opposite.
That's got to be different. And it's got to be different talking about it with us than with.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
We're not asking you to pull stuff out of our bag or ask.
Yeah,
you,
that's what. Like, I've been so stressed out at work these past few days. I was like, I just want to relax with some friends, talk comics. Unfortunately for Sean, it's kind of the opposite.
It's okay.
But
I don't hate comics right now, so it's okay.
As opposed to Adam, who's... Are you still burnt out, or are you actually reading now?
I am actually reading. I was actually... When I was talking to Sean earlier, she had talked about she didn't pick up a few comics. Like, she didn't pick up Iron Man yet.
Yeah.
Even though Iron Man's been really slow lately.
God, that is...
But like, one of the...
Most annoying fucking arc ever.
Really?
God, I hate that. I'm... You know, I hate to step. I know I'm stepping on you, but give me 35 seconds and I'll stop. Part of the thing, you know, Iron Man is, you know, there's what, three things about Iron Man that are awesome. One is that he's like Marvel's Bruce Wayne. He has a fucking kick-ass suit and he's smart as shit. And you're taking away, like, okay, all the Bruce Wayne elements are gone. None of the Playboy shit is there. He's like macking on his dead friend's girlfriend. And then now he's dumb. I'm like, really? And then... Okay, I'm done. That's 35 seconds. Okay, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Actually, that was only 25.
It sucks. There we go. It's killing it for me. It's just not fun. I'm out.
The comment that I made to Sean is, of the books that she gets that I read, there's only two every month that I'm like, oh, I want to read this one. The rest of the books, I'm like, I'll get to it. Like, even like Green Lantern Corps, I haven't read that yet. Blackest Night just came out today. I'll read that eventually. Fables and House of Mystery are the only two books I think that Sean gets that I want to read as soon as they're out, which I've actually haven't read either yet. So, but I'm not burned out. I'll tell you what, like, I don't know if you read on the forum, like, I finally did a What I Read This Week.
Yeah.
I haven't done one of those in weeks.
Wow.
I finally did one of those, and I'll tell you why. I bought four books.
Yeah.
They were all awesome.
What'd you read?
I did G-Man number 2.
Okay.
Which I didn't get G-Man number 1, but then I read Sean's, and one of the things I loved about it is in the back of G-Man, there's about 10 pages of webcomics that are like friends of his and stuff. You know, like Chris Giarrusso.
Iliopoulos.
And
Chris Giarrusso, who does
this. And yeah. Chris Iliopoulos is the guy that does some of the other stuff. But yeah, so his stuff and a bunch of other guys. So it's like a page or two of somebody's monthly webcomic that also gets printed in there. And just the, you know, I love the whole community of comics. And that is the epitome of community of comics right there.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
so I support that. Definitely will support that.
Patrick the Wolf Boy in here.
It's like coming out with a rap song and then having your friend come on and throw a verse down.
I totally dig it. I'm really happy about that book. Oh, even Kick-Ass.
Oh, I brought that one.
You brought that
with
you?
It was so awesome.
And somebody, I think Andrew or somebody said that he's done because, he said he jumped a shark. But I think, I'm going to say that I think a lot of people, especially Brian, if you're listening to this, misuse the term jump the shark a lot.
Yeah, do they actually know what jump the shark means? I don't think this is jump the shark. Shark, the perfect example of jump the shark in this would be if he actually developed powers. That would be jumping the shark. Jumping the shark.
Yeah.
Yes. Jumping the shark refers to the episode of Happy Days where Fonzie literally
jumped the shark.
It was a gimmick in order to get ratings, but it was the exact moment when people realized, I'm done with this show.
You know what else? I just remembered. He was wearing his leather coat, wasn't he?
He was. He was wearing his leather coat.
Yeah,
and he jumped it. It wasn't like he was on his motorcycle jumping some cars,
yep,
which was cool. He was like on a jet ski thingy. No, he was skiing.
Yeah.
And
well, no, it was water skiing. He was water skiing. That's what he was, water skiing.
He was water skiing.
I do remember that. And I always wondered, I remember as a little kid, I remember they had like the little roped off area on the top of the water was supposed to represent where the shark was. I was like, how are they actually keeping the shark in one place? And they just kept showing the same loop video of the shark. You know, shark making a turn. I was like, how are they? Okay.
The roped off area is a net it below the rooftop area.
Okay, see, I didn't catch you. You're a half farther ahead than me.
Well, yeah, I've seen other things. I'm not positive, but
Have you seen other people jump sharks?
Yeah.
So jumping the shark means that moment.
Yeah. This issue has been the best issue I've read in the series.
That was freaking awesome.
And the art is in proportion for the most part.
Yes, the heads were not freakishly like half their bodies.
Is it because it's not homophobic?
I will say there was a little weirdness. Like it might have actually went too graphic.
It got graphic. It did.
It got really. I won't spoil it for anybody.
I flipped through. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I gotta say, and this actually made me really interested in the movie.
Yeah. How is I still don't,
because there's a certain, well, you know, Nick Cage signed on to, you know, play I forget the dude's name, but
to be the dad.
I wanted to Nick Cage realize what was going to go down before when he signed up.
Are you talking about?
Well, not even that. No. I mean, the fact that he's going to, first of all, the character reveal that comes out, and then I won't go too much more into it.
Yeah, I know. I
that's
going
to be interesting seeing that happen to Nick Cage. I would actually be very happy to see that happen to Nick Cage.
Can we?
That was the best issue in the series I've read, which I almost didn't buy. Almost did not buy that issue.
I had to come back and get it later.
It's been like 3 months.
It may have been longer than that.
Yeah, I happen to be
and I didn't really, and it was going doo-doo-doo downhill.
Hey,
on
guess
me.
What's coming back after a whole year? War Heroes.
Nah.
Yeah.
I thought they just.
I thought that was done. I bought 2 issues just because Hitch and
come out.
Oh, because I think what Hitch and they were at the store.
That's all come out.
Not Hitch, but Miller and Harris.
Yeah.
Adam and I Hitch. Have been dating
I just remembered
for a
something.
Whole year, and no issue of War Heroes.
In the time that we've been dating. But that just reminded me of something.
Taint?
Something. No.
Taint and balls.
A book that I read 2 weeks ago that I totally forgot about. Bonds number 3.
Never heard of
it. We did a show a while back with me and Brian. I think it was the Watchmen show. Brian and I were talking. I did a whole thing, or one of the shows, I did a whole thing about books that just disappeared and stopped coming out that I really just want. Like, Bonds was 1 of 3, and 2 of 3 came out. And then, like, 3 of 3 just never showed up. And that was, like, 2 years ago. 3 of 3 came out a few weeks ago, and I got to read it. I got to finish the stupid Bond series.
So had it actually...
It was good.
So it really hadn't ended at all. It was just kind of, like, cliffhanger. Oh, that sucks.
Well, and on the cover, it said... 1 of 3, 2 of 3.
Oh.
So I knew there was only 3 issues. It's like Planetary. You know,
that's what I was going to go with. Like, if I would not have known about issue number 27, I would have had a closure. But then, as soon as I finished, someone said, you know, there's another one coming out, like, whatever. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
It's the same thing, like, knowing issue and not thinking you're ever going to get it.
You know, this is how shallow I think about life. You know, I don't think about, like, I want to live long enough to hold my kids or, you know, get married. I'm thinking about, like, you know what? Don't let me be the asshole that steps out in front of a bus, like, the Tuesday before Planetary 27 comes out.
It's coming out in 3 weeks.
I mean, I'm going to be the asshole that, like, an asteroid is going to fall down and, like, crash into my condo, I'm reading the book.
Hit with a jetliner toilet seat.
I just gotta, like, not die before then. After, you know.
That's why, like, you know, like, a lot of people were terrified of some, and there are writers that have died before finishing. Like, a lot of people were terrified about, like, Dark Tower.
Oh,
series.
Dark Tower! God, God, I would have been, because that was 15 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
God.
There is some series.
Didn't he get hit by a car? There's a series where a guy died before he got to finish it. I can't remember who it is.
His son or somebody's gonna take over using his note.
But yes, but I haven't read anything new this week, but that doesn't matter, because who knows when
Blackest
this is getting
Night.
Posted.
I had Blackest Night. It was...
What now?
Stuff happened in Blackest Night. It wasn't like a... Well, introduce characters. Introduce their dead loved ones.
Okay.
And then they fight.
All right. Since you guys are more knowledgeable DC than
God,
I am...
I had to get Daniel to explain Firestorm to me.
Thank you. Firestorm is always 2 people?
Yeah. That's what it is. Like, there was some sort of, like, explosion or something.
Maybe.
And, And one of the guys was unconscious, and one of the guys was conscious. The conscious guy is the mind.
I think I knew that.
The unconscious guy was the body, and they can turn anything into, like, a molecular structure.
Firestorm showed up in 52 in Countdown.
But in this one, it's they're new people.
They're interracial.
Firestorm.
Oh,
yeah.
They're the interracial couple that you never see. Black guy, Asian girl.
Yeah.
Never. Or is she Asian? She is Asian, right?
I think so.
Or is she Latina? I never can tell. And then she has like, well, her name is Jen. I mean, you can't really tell based on that. It's not Jen Wu.
And it's G-E-N.
Maybe it's short.
Anyone named Jen.
Maybe it's short.
Gin.
For
Genevieve.
Yeah, I was so confused by this issue. And then my colorblindness kicked my ass at one point because, you know, I thought those were the blue
lanterns.
The blue lanterns that showed up. I was like, what the fuck? Why are they there? And why are they kick so much ass now?
It's the compassion.
I was like, and then I didn't get there to the guy introduced it, like, we're the indigo lanterns. I was like, oh, fuck you. And I didn't get that.
Poor Ted.
I seriously didn't get that one. And then it introduced themselves like what they were into like five or six, like another couple pages because they were doing they weren't speaking English. And then, you know, I'm trying in my head, I've never seen the Blue Lanterns actually hit someone. These guys are fucking kicking ass. And then they did the whole, and then they did the mix with green and all that stuff. I was like, I was really thrown off. And then he's like, we are the Indigo Lanterns. Like, oh, okay. There you go.
Oh,
that would have been nice in the beginning. You know, that's not fair.
They really don't cater to the colorblind audience.
Yeah, this isn't a very colorblind friendly war.
It's not.
But I guess you can make the argument that comic books don't really cater to blind people either. So, like, if a blind guy wanted in the heroes, like, what would you guys do? Just like,
a blind guy walks into a comic book store and
and everyone is confused, and everyone just is quiet and hopes he walks out. Don't move.
You won't know we're here.
This one smells really good.
The cover is glossy. What's, by the way, this one is.
I mean, do you have...
glossy.
I mean, glossy. Okay, let's say you really like comic books, and then something terrible happens.
Man, you're
you
fucked
lose
up.
Your vision.
You're fucked.
Adam over here dramatically read comic books to me.
But, like, really, how would you, like, just think how long that would take, like, something like this in the panel. Like, describe what's that. Well, like, Flash is running, and there's, like, seven images of him because he's really fast. Hal has a shield, you know, it's green, of course. He has a mace, it's green.
I would have him do that. I hope that you're prepared for that in the future.
Don't
if
go
anything
blind.
Goes wrong with my eyes.
I'm just gonna you're make
gonna,
it up.
That's all right. Fine.
All right, well, this is kind of like a real life kind of segue into what we're gonna be doing tonight, but it's kind of a morbid fucking question, but if you had to have like something terrible happen to your partner, what would you opt for?
Like, that's not a segue at all.
No, but it's a question. It's a hypothetical question.
It's
terrible. Like, what would you go with?
Like, to explain terrible.
Losing a leg would be
losing an arm. My brother's a prostitute. He could just make Adam a new one.
You wouldn't have gone like,
yeah.
You got blindness, deafness. You can lose a sense of smell. See, I would go lose a sense of smell. Then you have to shower.
That's a really good point. But I lose a leg. My brother can just make...
if you're just hanging around with your girl all day,
shower because you couldn't smell me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you would have to shower.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
How about you, Adam? So you just want to lop off a leg? That's kind of weird, though.
My brother makes them. He does a good job.
Just think about when it's business time, he has to unclip that sucker. Then you feel a nub rubbing against you or something. That's got to kill them.
A friend of mine has her husband has a prosthetic leg.
And now it's not funny anymore.
And they're
way to kill the joke.
They do all right.
To kill the joke.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't trust amputees after I saw The Fugitive. They're dastardly.
So what would you want to happen to me?
I mean, I don't want anything to happen to you.
So are you gonna be lame?
Yeah.
Answer
like,
question.
Does like getting struck bald or something count?
Yeah,
that counts.
That's
what you would go for?
I
got a nice head.
She hasn't
really.
I'd be all right with. I mean, like you saw Natalie Portman when she shaved her head. She was still pretty cute. So I mean,
But I think it's different
Sean's
if you
cute.
Shave your head than if you lose your hair. Because if you shave your head, it's always like okay, if
but
one day she
wear a wig, you know.
Okay.
You just want me to wear wigs.
And then she'd have an excuse to wear different wigs. Okay. We could pretend like she was
Lady
different
Gaga.
People.
God. Oh, God. And the thing that light Lady Gaga's face. What was that?
That was the Colbert Report.
Like, I don't know what she was wearing on the VMAs.
But, did you guys watch those? Because like, I found out about that the next day, and people told me all this stuff. I was like, and I went through like,
no, I just heard about. Kanye.
I was like making fun of all my friends on Facebook that posted. I was like, "You're 30 years old. You're watching the VMAs. Like, what's your deal?"
Ted, you never answered the question.
I don't have anyone. Oh, okay. Would I want my imaginary girlfriend? I don't know. I would be okay if like both her legs fell off. It wouldn't make much of a difference. All right, I'm gonna mind myself. This is gonna be PG-13 on my end.
Yeah, right. If you see these questions,
I will ask them intelligently.
Oh, whatever.
I do think. All right, so we're gonna break into our whole like fanboy questions show. We haven't done these in a while. It's just kind of one of those fun things to do every once in a while. But one of the things I had an idea for, if this is successful, to do a spinoff of like fanboy asshole aunt questions, where basically we will ask questions and then the other people will say what they think the person would say as an answer. And I think that would be fun too.
Should we introduce the show? Should we say what we're doing?
Oh,
I thought he just did.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Well, this is Adam, Sean, and Ted.
Hi.
Oh, God, that's true. If you haven't heard the show, you don't know. I'm Ted, so I'm one that won't be cursing.
I'm Sean.
This is, and I will Adam. Be cursing. I'm on all shows because I record them. I did my best to stay out of that Green Lantern show, but I could, or that Gotham show, but I couldn't do it.
Every now and then you'd like pop in with a yeah or something.
Well, it's just like walking around Richards for 2 hours. It's not that big of a story.
Oh man.
But we are here to we just kind of gathered at this we gathered this week. We
very late on a Wednesday night,
so this show's going to be probably,
7 minutes long.
Well, 7 minutes long. Well, I was gonna say probably posted later because it's already too late for this week's show. But I am here up in Charlotte. I'm staying in a hotel, so we're gathered here in my little hotel living room to talk fun, nonsensical comic conversation stuff, where Sean was tasked with coming up with a bunch of fanboy questions that you may hear around a comic shop or in other circles of comic friends when no one else is around.
Yeah.
And we are going to discuss give some of our answers and discuss why, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Are you ready?
What do you got there, Ted?
Oh, I haven't read that.
Distracted? Yet. Weird
are
art?
Boobs?
Is it?
Ooh, I know my mind's in the gutter, but there's a very weird.
Are you
freaking out?
Are you folding it?
This is gonna be like. It's gonna be like a.
No.
Check out, like, I think that. Well, now I lost
that
the page.
Just went. That
is
just
there
went.
Something? No, not that. Oh, that wasn't even a photo. What is that? Oh, I didn't
know that. That comic just went from a very fine to a fine.
That girl's got
Look at that picture of Mary Jane. Look at the picture of Mary Jane, and like, is there something weird about that photo?
Shadowing.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I didn't notice it when I read it at first.
Shadowing.
Oh, you should not wear a like frilly.
She should probably trim up or something.
Needs to mow the lawn if you're gonna wear that one. That's unfortunate shadowing. We're looking at the latest issue of Spider-Man. There's a very
if you please
image.
Turn to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, page 10 in Amazing Spider-Man number 605. Mary Jane looks like she has a hairy bush.
A extremely hairy.
Like, it, something
she has
is
a vash
growing
pro.
Out forth from her vagina.
I was so... Mary Jane is one of my favorite, like, if I could have a comic book wife, it would be Mary Jane. No.
Adam, if you could have a comic book wife, who would you have?
Kitty Pryde.
If you could have a... comic book husband, I guess.
Sean, if you could have a comic book wife, who would you
have? You have more people to choose from.
I would either pick Daredevil.
Do you want to die or have something terrible happen to you? Do you hate yourself that much?
There, buddy.
Or Hal Jordan.
Do you hate yourself that much?
Do you want to get mistreated and ignored?
Is this what you want people to think of me?
Okay, Sean, moving on.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
I thought you were going to say like the, I can't make the joke because he listens to the show.
Why do you hate yourself?
Yeah, that's bad, Sean.
Those
are bad
Murdoch?
Guys. Matt Murdock at least tries.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate. But Hal Jordan is literally going to be interested in you for 10 issues.
And people
he's
still
be...
die around
him. Yeah, those are very... You want somebody
I guess it's not
stable.
Kyle Rayner.
Why would no one say Clark? I would thought that would be the guy that chicks would go for, like Clark Kent.
I like Daredevil.
Well, there's what Sean wants to be wrong with you. She wants you to go blind. She just didn't want to say it.
As long as I get a superpower.
Oh.
I don't know. I like Matt Murdock.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
All right. Well, now I feel left out. All you guys have superpower. I want a superpower.
Who'd you say, Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still would.
Okay,
Mary
well,
Jane.
Fine. Who
I like
who
Mary
would
Jane.
I mean, all Kitty Pryde can do is fly and phase through stuff.
That's still cool.
Yeah, it is. All Sean, right. Do you have any? What's your first question you're going to ask?
First question I'm going to ask: if you could live in any comic book, what would it be and why?
I'll let you go first, Adam. I want to think about it.
I need to think about it, too.
Well, my first answer was Riverdale, like be an Archie comic, but.
You'd have to fight over the one black chick.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is interracial dating allowed in Riverdale? I would assume it would be, but like, I don't think I'd be able to go for Betty or Veronica.
I mean, maybe it's allowed, but there's a lot of de facto segregation going on in yeah. Riverdale.
But I probably would move there because I got to think there's a way I could slide into the Betty market. So I want
you
some Betty.
You want to slide into the Betty market?
You know what? I take my mind. I want to take Mary Jane off the planet. Betty Cooper. Betty Cooper is my comic book wife.
That's a really good choice.
That's my girl. I love her. So, but I don't know if that's the one I want to stick with. I think I might go Marvel New York. Like, if I could take a setting, because that's like a lot of like, you can go to different areas. You can go to Harlem and catch Luke Cage, Hell's Kitchen, which I didn't realize was a real place.
You didn't know Hell's Kitchen was a real place?
I didn't realize that was a real place.
It's where they filmed, like, The Daily Show.
I saw, like, a movie, like, where, was it Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, yeah,
was, like,
Sleeper.
I just saw that, like, maybe, like, a couple months ago. I was like, oh, yeah, so that's a real place?
When they go to the boys' jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. They
awesome movie, Kitchen. Depressing as balls, but I didn't realize Hell's Kitchen was a real place. Yeah. I thought they just made, that was, like, a Gotham. Okay, but I should have known. But shows my ignorance.
Well,
and I lived
okay.
in New York for, like, 3 months, but
did you?
It wasn't Manhattan, yeah. I didn't, like, well, I just, like,
I lived in Manhattan for 1 month.
Yeah, I'll say Marvel's New York. Just you know, you can look up and see like a guy that's on fire but not in pain flying through the sky. That would be kind of awesome. Or like Spider-Man. I would like to meet Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'd want to live in Batman. I want to live in Gotham City. I would be
die.
So cool. I know. Oh, yeah.
You would
be dead.
Raped or like
like every other female
murdered.
Character.
Why do you hate yourself so
it
much?
It would be interesting. I don't know. I don't hate myself.
Yeah, Sean, we gotta.
You have to cheer me up.
Some sort of weird psychological profile.
Okay. I didn't want to say it, but I think Daredevil's cute, and that's why I picked him, okay?
Well, that's fine. Just say that. Then I feel less. Okay.
I think he's cute. Okay. And I like how Jordan is very, he's got a very manly.
You like the square
face.
Chin?
Yeah, I like the square chin. That is it. Those
Rochelle's
are,
a big
like
fan mine. Of.
Rochelle's pregnant.
Huh?
Yeah. I just read it
on Twitter.
Read it on Living
Between Wednesdays.
Yeah,
I haven't checked the site in a while.
I haven't had internet.
Yeah.
I haven't really had
Rochelle
internet access lately.
Rochelle is expecting. Congratulations, Rochelle.
Congratulations, Rochelle.
Yeah,
it's a miracle.
And miracle hope, of life.
I hope little Bucky is born healthy. And
she mentioned. I
James
wonder
Barnes.
If I could
out.
Name my girl like Winter Soldier.
Girl Winter.
Winter would be a cool name. For
it would
a girl.
Be.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
I would date Winter. I would be chasing Winter hard.
I've known Summers, so I mean,
gay,
I don't.
Though.
I don't know if
Let's
I've ever known
out.
Any. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I've known any Winters. I've known Summers.
I like name my son Fall.
Autumns. There's Autumns.
That's
a name as well.
Fall.
No Springs though.
Fall Tart.
That's stupid. But Winter is a sick name.
I like Winter.
Only thing is kind of ironic when you're like 70 years old. Like Winter's in the winter of his life or her life.
And you're like, well, shut up! I've heard that a lot.
Elijah
okay?
Snow. I mean,
Winter Snow.
Elijah Snow. His powers. He makes things cold.
Where do you want to live?
Well, I was thinking like in fables, but that would only be if I was a fable.
Yeah, because you'd just be a Mundy.
And if I was a Mundy, then I would know.
You just live in
fables
New York,
existed.
Or,
just
or you
in
can
New York
find out, and they would
and
kill you
and see some weird shit going on occasionally.
Yeah.
Then I was thinking, like, it's like a universe, like, in, like, a mini Marvel's universe or, like, G-Man. Like, G-Man would be a fun universe to live in.
You want to live in a kid's book.
I do. Spider-Man loves Mary Jane. Like,
you need to live in Ultimate Spider-Man, because that is, yeah, that's a kid's book.
You can bang your sister, and all of a sudden you're a robot, then not a robot, but you're Black Panther.
Okay. But, you know, like, really, there's not a lot of... I don't know. There's not really a lot of universes I'd want to live in.
I
want to
live in
Gotham.
That would
books.
Be interesting.
I would not want to live in
Gotham.
Gotham
would be
There's
my
no
last.
Way.
Gotham would be my second and last choice. The last choice would be the world of Walking Dead.
Oh.
That would be the last choice.
Well, I wouldn't want to live in a Marvel book. The Marvel universe is a freaky, freaky place, man. full of mutants and all sorts of like other weird other things thing, like, going yeah, on.
That's the other thing. Like, I guess we got to kind of.
I'm
put the
a
question.
Normal person.
That's what I was gonna say. Are you a normal person? Or are you saying? Do you want? Are you a new superhero?
Like, do I? Would I want to live in Atlantis? I don't know.
So you got the surrogates. That's where,
yeah, dude. Living in
Georgia metropolis.
Yeah.
Central Georgia.
Surrogates
metropolis.
Would be a pretty cool book to live in.
God, no, when I weigh 700 pounds and I have like a
seven-foot-tall
NBA surrogate, you know. Horrible.
That'd be awesome. I'm going with it.
Surrogate. Surrogate. There you go. Yay. Adam would have a surrogate.
And I'd be like, let's go out to dinner. Like, we are going out to dinner. This is me. No, it's not you.
It'd be cool because like Sean would be bald and she'd have a surrogate, so I wouldn't even know.
But it'll be awkward when Adam's surrogate is like a 6 foot tall blonde supermodel like woman, you know. Now I'm a surrogate lesbian. That's awesome.
I would be a man, so it would work out.
but Marvel and DC,
I'd be a lumberjack.
Terrify me. This place
I would
is
do
terrifying.
Marvel. As a normal person, Marvel, I think is the way to go.
Because, you wouldn't want to live in like. Young blood or something, like have no neck and just lots of veins.
Well,
and no
I told
wrist.
You we saw that old school Rob Liefeld Deadpool.
Yeah.
That Rob Liefeld, the people have wrists in that book. It's
he,
crazy.
He can actually draw. He just chooses not
Everybody
to.
Wears gloves, but they have wrists.
He can draw. He just chooses not to, or he had a really good inker.
But yeah, I don't know a lot of places I'd want to live. Really,
can I take mine back?
Sure, why not? Yes.
I want to live in the Muppet Show.
Be a permanent audience member?
No, I want to be a Muppet.
You want to be a Muppet?
I want to be a Muppet.
Well,
the Muppet
see,
Show.
They changed the game, because that's like saying yeah. I can be a mutant.
Yeah. You can be a mutant if you want.
Oh, if I can have superpowers, I want to live in Invincible's world.
Okay, there you go. Done.
Even after that massacre that occurred recently?
Well, I want to show up now, after the Invincible War. No, I want to show up like after the Viltrumites show up. I want to show up like 10 minutes after that. Like, oh, hey, man, this is hunky-dory world. Let's do this.
I'm gonna fly around with some colors
and get paid and stuff. I don't know.
You can. I mean, these are all open-ended questions. You can be anything you want to be.
I wouldn't mind having a Mr. Stuffins.
That would be funny. I never read the last part of that book. I got to pick up the
you
last
read
one.
The last issue. Yeah, that's kind of a trade this week. I think.
Oh, I'm just going to buy the last issue. I think I have the.
I hope that
one.
We have them.
Uh oh.
I'm gonna have to look.
Yeah, I would probably definitely live in a smaller, independent book world instead of either Marvel or DC. It's way too much going on. There's like all these
werewolves
like,
on the moon versus vampires.
Ooh, I got to answer. I want to live in one of Rob Ullman's books. Be the only guy in one of those books.
Hey, lady.
You could live in a J. Chris Campbell book.
You'd be a robot.
Then I could just get randomly murdered by like some guy at the bus stop.
Okay.
I could live in issue, like Brandon's
really
issue.
No, I would. Like, I do like surrogates.
Okay,
I like that as an answer.
Okay.
I do like that as an answer. I think it's an awesome concept.
Yeah.
Ooh, how about the world in supermarkets? After the in supermarket, after everything got balanced out, that'll help out.
Man, I need to get you couriers and Couscous Express. I need to let you borrow those. See if you like them. I would probably again in a more
Ooh, we can live in a
realistic world. Maybe
we can live in local and just suck.
Okay.
Never miss opportunity to rip on that book.
All right. Are you ready for my next question?
Yes.
If you could die a superhero death, how would you go out?
I don't even know how to answer that.
I mean,
now, is it like a death that a superhero has died, or are we making up our own
either one
death here?
Either one. I have no rules in these questions.
I'm going to take it. Superhero death has already happened.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I
that's
would.
That's an easy way to go, I think.
Well, not Steve Rogers. That's the one that popped in my head at first. I don't want to die in like handcuffs.
Get gut shot by your girlfriend.
Well, that doesn't even count, apparently, because it's not a death now.
God.
So
Yeah,
so.
A lot of them aren't.
Yeah, find a death that actually stuck.
Well, it's like, I was thinking of like some people, and it's like, I was thinking about people who died recently, and I was like, okay, Martian Manhunter, nope, wouldn't want to die like him.
Well, you don't want to go out like Hal Jordan, like being a bad guy who killed like a lot of your friends and then coming back, so you don't want
all
that
the
one.
Flashes.
I was going to say Flash, because he died saving
death.
The world.
The
Flashes always have to die that way, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, I mean, they've all died saving the world, pretty much. So.
That's how I want to go out. Ooh. I'm going to change it from comic
books. I want to go Superman. First Superman death.
Okay.
Doomsday. That's the way. That's the way I'm going.
I
get beat huge, massive fight. You're toughest villain ever, and you guys both die just slugging it out. The woman you love cradling you, tears flowing. That's the way. That's the way to go.
Okay, I either want to go out with the Flash saving the world, or Chewbacca having a planet dropped on me.
Hold on, Chewbacca died?
Well, it's later on in the books.
It's in the books. why he has a planet dropped on him. Isn't that a way to go out?
Why did you tell me that?
Who's died? Flash's...
Boy Blue?
No! Oh, no, I don't want to die like that. I don't know. I mean, like,
I need to bring him back, by the way. I really need him back.
Boy Blue, like... Oh, man, you know who had an awesome death? Alibaba. In Fables?
Yes, he did. Went down with the ship,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
That would be an awesome death. There you go. Like, he saved everybody.
He did. And he went guns blazing, man.
That was a good death.
Good choice.
Good call.
I like it. You reminded me with the whole sad Boy Blue thing.
You know what? That's a winner right there.
Because Boy Blue, he should have gone out like a champ, but instead he made it through just to slowly die later. But Alibaba went all out like a champ.
Good stuff. I like that one.
Okay.
All right, Sean, what else you got?
Okay.
It's been good.
If you could have any comic book animal as a pet, who would it be and why? Adam?
Kitty Pryde.
I thought this was a lockjaw. Easy answer. I thought
lockjaw was a good answer.
But are you going to go with lockjaw?
No.
Dragon alien. Kitty Pryde is a girl.
Yep. Kitty Pryde.
Comic book animals. Ooh, I know what I want.
What?
I want that freaky dog that's with Black Bolt and those guys that can teleport.
That's Lockjaw.
You meant Lockheed earlier.
Oh, Lockheed earlier.
Lockjaw. Lockheed's the dragon.
Yeah.
Lockheed is Kitty Pryde's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lockjaw is the dog.
All right, well, then let's rewind back to 30 seconds and go, yes, Lockjaw is my answer then.
And if I had to give a real animal that wasn't Kitty Pryde, which I still say Kitty Pryde, it would be Lockjaw.
Like, really, though? Let's look back. Marvel, I'd go with Lockheed. They have, like, two, you know, all the different names, and they have two animals with Lock. Really? That's not fucking confusing enough? Fuck you. Really? I'm mad at you for making me make that mistake.
You know what, Miss Lion? See, I just recently.
I want Obama's dog.
Bo Obama, as I call him.
Yeah, I just recently read the Pet Avengers, so you know, like, I you can't have Throg as a pet. I don't think you can tame Throg.
Does Howard the Duck count?
Yes.
Yes.
I like Howard the Duck as a pet. Okay. I take my mind.
I want Lockheed. I want a dragon.
But ain't he like some secret agent? Like, I remember, I thought in
Lockheed,
Astonishing X-Men, that counts, right? That's in continuity now. It's in continuity. It wasn't, but it is now. So he's a secret.
Lockheed's emo now.
He's sad.
He's an emo dragon.
Well, she's in a bullet somewhere.
It's my fault. I couldn't save her. Lockjaw's an awesome dog.
Yeah. The teleporting thing is kind of cool.
Yeah. And I recently, you know, I just read that, was that the book?
Strange Tales.
And there's a really funny Lockjaw story in that.
Yeah.
The thing you got to think about that dog weighs what, like about 700 pounds? Yeah. Taking for a walk, that's like a 40-pound turd. That's not good.
But that's fertilizer. You could grow a garden.
You can get a fucking massive ticket from a cop if he's passing by as a log is just laying in the road.
Well, he could just teleport you away.
And how much food money? How much you spent on food for that guy?
He only ate like a can of food in that issue I just read.
I don't know.
He's an awesome dog, though. I don't know any other cool animals.
I can't think of. Does DC have any? Oh, Super Crypto.
Crypto's
super dog.
That's another pretty awesome.
There's also a pony. There's also some like super my dog pony.
Oh, yeah, Supergirl has a pony.
Yeah.
DC is so gay.
Crypto would be awesome. Man, yeah. Crypto.
I would be jealous of his powers, though. I would be like a villain trying to steal his powers. Like, hey, Crypto, take a look at this. Like, what is it? The licorice flavored kryptonite or the black kryptonite? They switch his powers. How do you switch powers with someone?
What is this, Smallville?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Man,
I want to steal his powers. That's all I want. I'll be jealous.
I mean, like,
fucking super dog.
Crypto would be an awesome dog to have.
Crypto would be kind of cool, but you want a Crypto that will listen to you, not a Crypto like, with a sense of morals. Like, Crypto, kill that guy.
Yeah.
No.
Well, can you imagine, like, the looks you'd get walking lockjawed down the sidewalk? That people would be like...
He has, like, the tuning fork on his fucking forehead.
What's wrong with your dog?
Just get out of here, lockjaw. Disappear.
Tuning fork. Tuning forks rock.
No.
Oh, it'd be like, oh, wait. Ding. Ding. Broom. Ding. Broom. Tune my guitar with my dog around.
God. That's all I think of DC animals.
Yeah, I can't really. Okay, you want to go on to the next question?
Sure.
Sure.
If you could have a sidekick, who would it be?
Oh, no, because this is, like, really weird, because either you're going to go, okay, think about it, like, any male sidekick you name, you're going to instantly put yourself in some kind of homosexual dynamic, and then if you pick one of the girl sidekicks, you're a Chester child molester.
Kitty Pride.
I'd pick Wonder Girl from Tiny Titans.
Oh, man.
From Tiny Titans you'd go with?
I love that book. Maybe I want to live in that book.
God.
That's the book I want to
That's
live in.
That's a tough one. Because all the sidekicks that pop in my head are like, you know,
Bucky.
Robin and the Buckies. And I don't want any of those guys. They
you don't
suck.
Want like a little Ted about town?
I will say I do like the fact that I found out, and I don't know if this was always in Captain America, Bucky was like the one that did all the dirty work. That is kind of cool.
Yeah. That was retcon, I believe. But,
okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll take hardcore mercenary Bucky that just kills people and blows. As Captain America's taking photos, he's just like slitting throats.
You want somebody to do your bidding.
I said, like, yeah, Bucky, go kill that room full of guys. This is fucking bored. Slicing throats, comes out covered in blood and entrails. Source of viscera.
I stand by Kitty Pryde.
Whatever. It's your answer for everything.
All right, this is we're gonna take
Adam,
that.
I'm not Kitty Pryde. I'll never be Kitty Pryde.
As soon as I get that chemical formula figured out, you can start phasing through shit.
And that's
that would be actually
Sean's
cool.
Face melts off. She gets cancer.
That's why she loses her hair.
I did this for you.
That, now we know why Sean is bald. Adam's phasing formula.
He tried to get me to phase. All that phased was my hair on the floor.
No, man. Good stuff.
Man, you could have so much fun just phasing through shit.
Sean, I haven't heard your answer, Sean.
No, did.
Oh, yeah, you did. You wanted
Tiny Titans. Okay. If you could have any arch nemesis, who would it be? You can make one up, or it can be existing.
My arch nemesis would be...
And arch nemesis means you could be a bad guy and they could be a good guy.
My arch nemesis would be Breastana, and her evil powers would be showing her awesome breasts to me at all times. Also got to be Catwoman. I have to be Batman, and it has to be Catwoman.
Nice.
That's easy.
Nice.
Easy for me.
How about you, Adam?
Adam's losing this game, by the way. Just so there isn't any mix-up, he's losing.
It would be Kitty Pryde. No. Like, the first person that came to mind was Lex Luthor. Because you know how awesome it would be to actually have him as, like, your arch nemesis?
So annoying.
But the whole idea of, like, I mean, if Lex Luthor is your arch nemesis, that means that you're Lex Luthor, you know, I would hope. Or otherwise, you're just like you're Dr. Horrible, the one guy, Johnny Snow. He's like, for the last time, you're not my arch nemesis. So it's like if that would suck if Lex Luthor was your arch nemesis, but then he was like, what do you want now? You know, or like in Harvey Birdman,
how you look at the Venture Brothers, like they all say shitty arches.
But like if I was on par with Lex Luthor and he was my arch nemesis and I was like his, that
so
would
means
be
you're
awesome.
Just that good of a superhero.
Exactly. That means that I am so awesome that Lex Luthor is my arch nemesis.
I'm gonna go with Mystique. I love like the 80s cartoon, the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah.
She was always like my favorite.
That was the 80s?
Yeah.
It was from the 80s.
That was the 80s?
It was the 80s, wasn't it?
It was like late 80s, early
90s.
This is the one that, like, they had, like, the Phoenix Saga and all that stuff. That was the 90s. That's totally the 90s.
I thought that was, like, late
80s. No way I was, like, 9 when that came out. I was, like, 10 or 11 when that was out.
Maybe 10 or 11.
Okay, I mean, maybe it was, but...
I don't know. I remember, yeah, I know, I don't know how old I was.
Gotta be the 90s.
You looking
okay.
it up?
Mystique.
I don't have 3G coverage, so this could take like an hour.
You don't have 3G coverage here?
Okay. Okay. for this question, Adam and I couldn't decide on what superhero to go with. So, what is, insert your superhero here, favorite breakfast cereal? So, what is Deadpool's favorite breakfast cereal?
And then I said,
Honey Bunches of Suck. He sucks.
And then I said, Fruit Loops.
X-Men animated series debuted October 31st,
1992. Oh, 92. Wow, that God, late.
Was,
okay.
Is that, man, I was way too old to be watching cartoons at that point.
Oh, yeah. You were like 20.
Well, now I was 12. Then. I guess I wasn't too old.
No.
You weren't too old because I was fucking right behind.
Yeah.
Oh, you were 12? You weren't 12 then. 92?
Yeah, I was born in 80.
Oh, never mind. I was born in 81. I was doing my math wrong.
Okay, so we're not going to go with that question. Nobody likes that. You don't tell
them. Whatever.
You like could, let's see.
No, the point is to pick your superhero and pick the cereal.
I would go Spider-Man, and I would say he eats Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Interesting. Batman, I'm going to go with Corn Flakes. He seems like a solid Corn Flake kind of guy.
I got to say, Batman, Corn Flakes might not even be healthy enough. There's something healthier than Corn Flakes.
Like fiber
Is there like fiber O's with skim milk? And he has three of them. Like he has literally three of them with like a teaspoon of milk. I have 14 pack abs. I can ingest 3 calories a day. You know,
the question's character, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. Yeah, anyway, pick your favorite character.
I'm going with Joker and Lucky Charms.
God, the Joker. I would love to follow a book, literally just follow the Joker around when he wasn't like just killing people, just like
just
literally
like everyday life for the Joker.
He woke up, he like took a shower, like, you know, watched a little TV. I just want to see him be zany with a fucking like ridiculous smile and just making jokes to himself. I would buy that book. I would buy 5 copies of that book.
A day in the life of Joker.
Just wakes up in the morning.
Like seriously,
everybody goes to bed, wakes up, right?
Yep. Like, I'm remembering this guy just had Sean pull it for me, but, like, you know that Wolverine 73 and 74, like, the two-part stories, I think it was, like, Daniel Way and Jason Aaron. Like, the Jason Aaron part of it, like, him follow him for a week. I want that week.
Joker.
That would be freaking awesome. Like, you know.
I'd like Jason Aaron to write it.
I guess he has a Marvel exclusive. I don't know.
Yeah, he's Marvel exclusive now.
But, imagine that. Like, you know, like, the back half of, like, a detective. I don't know what Batman books are out there. And like, yeah, you know, cut out one of the lesbian storylines and put in like Joker Week, you know?
Just a day in the life of the Joker.
Send in the clown.
So like does he have an alarm clock? Does he just wake up
his
when he
alarm
wakes
clock
up?
And it's gonna be like, you know, it's gonna be like a old timey kind of huge, like, you know, antique clock and like a Tweety Bird kind of cuckoo bird, and it's like Batman.
That's like always the first thing he does when he gets out of jail. He's like, I need a clock.
See, you went with Deadpool and Fruit Loops. I would go with Deadpool and Count Chocula.
It could work. Like Frankenberry.
Frankenberry.
Like he has all, he like mixes them all together.
Yeah, I could see him too.
He has like 20 cereals and just like mixes them with chocolate milk or something. He's right?
Like strawberry milk or something.
Because I got to figure like healing factor covers diabetes, right? So, so I think he would have nothing to lose.
Nice.
I say go for
What about Spider-Man?
I said Spider-Man. Yeah. I said Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch Berries.
Okay.
Something silly.
Not Frosted Flakes?
No. Not Peter. No. Peter? No.
Okay.
I see Peter eating what the hell? Maybe like a Cocoa Krispies once in a while or something like that.
It's got to be something funny. Yeah, I got to see him funny. Yeah. It's something like zany. Something really kitty.
Okay. Funny. You're in mortal danger. Who do you want to save you?
Superman. Easy. Superman. Superman.
Human Torch.
You just want him to like hit on you while he's saving you.
Yeah.
That's the way that will go.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Well, like, what kind of mortal danger?
Like, you're going to die.
Well, okay. I understand the definition of mortal danger. Thank you very much. I'm not Clark Kent.
You're falling off a cliff. You're Something's about to drop on you.
All right, well, it says different. I'm falling off a cliff. Okay, well, then it's still Superman. See, you went through Spider-Man. Like, if I'm falling off a skyscraper, you say Spider-Man. I'm about to get murdered by, like, 17 thugs with knives. Batman.
Okay.
I would like to be saved by Wolverine.
No.
I would just love to see him just, like, tear the... Like, if I was, like, in danger with, like, a bunch of dudes, like... At me, like you were saying, like with knives.
So a bunch of dudes are coming at you.
So a bunch of dudes are coming at me,
and you're in prison,
dude. Just watching, like, being like, you know, being like afraid for my life, and then seeing some dude just rip them to shit would be awesome. I'd be like, holy shit, you are the coolest man alive.
I can agree with that.
I would love to see, like, Wolverine. Now, like, if I was falling from a cliff, would I want Wolverine to save me? Probably not.
Probably not the guy you go with.
I wouldn't go with Human Torch either, because he's on fire when he flies.
I got, yeah.
Whatever.
I gotta figure, he has, like, an attorney on retainer for all, like, the second and third degree burns he inflicts on his, like, you know, inflicts on random people that he saves.
I'm adding that question. Which comic book character do you want to kill off, and how would you kill him off?
Like, kill off and, like, never ever comes back.
Never ever come back.
This is good guys or bad guys?
Good guys, bad
guys. I think
we
need to do a good guy and a bad guy.
Okay,
answer.
Good guy and bad guy.
I'm going to say this, and and I'm going to get a lot of hate from this. I would like to kill off Bruce Wayne. And the reason is I want one of the characters, Superman, Batman, or Spider-Man, to be someone else. And, like, to actual, you know, because I don't want to think about, like, 30 years from now, my kids will be reading Bruce Wayne comics. And it's a shitty reason. I like the character Bruce Wayne, but one of them has to die, and I like Spider-Man too much.
it's
Bruce,
like,
Wayne. Bruce,
like,
Wayne. I'll kill off Bruce Wayne.
The whole thing about, like, killing off Bruce Wayne, and this is the same thing with Captain America, which is why I'm not happy they brought him back. They're bringing him back so soon. Is, yes, Steve Rogers died and he was gone, but he was still in, like, five books. You know, he was in all these other, like, you know, those Theater of War books, mm-hmm. and other things. I mean, just because he dies in regular continuity doesn't mean you're never going to read a Steve Rogers book again.
Batman Legacy. There you go. There's your title. Batman Legacy. You can write old Batman stories.
Exactly. So I have no issue with killing off major characters. I don't. And so
who would be your good guy?
My good guy that I would kill off? I would happily kill off Steve Rogers. I would like, and I don't know if that counts, I'd like him to stay dead.
That is true. Because we know that book. We know Bucky, Captain America works. We don't know for sure if Dick Grayson works, if, you know, if they lose their awesome creative team.
I mean, and honestly, like I was talking to Sean earlier, and if you ask me who Batman is, I'll still tell you Bruce Wayne. But if you ask me who Captain America is, I'll tell you Bucky.
Bucky.
Yeah, but like, I still see Bruce Wayne as Batman. I don't see Grayson as Batman still. I just see him as a guy filling in for Bruce Wayne while he's gone.
I might actually change over to your answer.
Really?
Yeah, well, I think your answer, I like your answer better for those reasons. Like, because we know... I guess maybe I'm biased because I never read Captain America as a title that wasn't Bucky.
Yeah.
You know, the first issue of Captain America I picked up was the issue he died.
And I think one of the things that helps is, though we know Bucky as Bucky before Captain America, he didn't really exist. Like, he kind of existed.
Yeah.
He existed as an idea, whereas Dick Grayson has been Robin, Dick Grayson. He has been Nightwing. He's had a long history, whereas Bucky just kind of almost came out of the blue again.
Yeah.
And it was easier to accept him as this new character.
Got an answer.
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
Good guy. Cyclops.
It killed him in the movie.
Really kill Cyclops?
I don't find him to be a very interesting character, and he's not a good leader. I'd like to see somebody else kind of take over the X-Men.
I gotta say, isn't he like the best leader they've ever? Isn't he like a? Because, like, you know, I read everything. He knows everything, though. Well, I guess it depends on who's writing him. Because, like, if you read, like,
the Astonishing X-Men, whenever he didn't have, like, the glasses.
And by the way, we need to go through that, because I still don't understand what happened there. How did he not?
Mental power. I don't know.
He had a mental block or something.
Yeah.
And
but he didn't, though.
Yeah, but it was all psychological, is what it came down to.
I'd want to see Cyclops die.
I think that's a good answer, too. I think Cyclops dying would do a lot of things, and I think one of them would be it would mix up the X universe.
Yep.
It would mix up the X-Men. It would make them maybe interesting again.
And maybe some of the other ones would have to...
Nah, I wouldn't. Too many of them. You know what? Can I do multiple? Can I kill off, like, Kill a seriously team. kill the X-Men to the point where they're 10, and I mean like really 10 X-Men. I think that's like
you mean where there's not like Dark Wolverine, Wolverine
no, not even that.
Wolverine
just like
Weapon
there's
X,
not like
Wolverine
Jubilee.
One-shots.
There's not like you know Warpath. There's not like you know there's not all the teams. There's one X. I want yes. I changed my answer. I want. I just, if I know it's not really an answer question, but I want to kill off all of them, all the X Men except for 10.
The baby.
So, all the X people. I want to kill off all the X people except for 10.
So you're talking mutant genocide.
Well, no, mutants. We want mutants, but I want to kill off like out of X Factor gets one person that makes it.
No,
X Force gets one person that makes it. Like you know, X Men get like three.
No
people.
No more mutants.
No more mutants
except for 10.
I am the Scarlet Witch. That is my ultimate wish.
Except for 10.
Except for
10. Now, I think the X universe has grown boring, and something needs to occur over there. Has anybody, I mean, like, Xavier's disappeared and died multiple times. Has Magneto ever died or disappeared?
Yeah.
Well, the whole Zorn thing, right? Then
he died at some point in time in the 90s or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know Magneto would do. Is Magneto, like, still a bad guy? Did he even have powers?
He's not really relevant right now.
I don't remember. I thought he didn't have powers or something.
That's in the movie. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's something.
What about bad guys? Are you trying to think bad guys?
Yeah, I am. It's like, do I take the approach of somebody I could do without and just, like, don't like as a character? Or do I take the approach, like, with Cyclops, where I think he would mix up some things and maybe make things interesting again? And risk a character who I may like.
I'm going to say,
yeah.
And again, I don't know, maybe it's because all the video games I've been playing, but I think this would really make it interesting. If I have to keep Bruce Wayne, I want an arc where Bruce Wayne lets loose, kills the Joker.
I was just about to say, what would the world be like without the Joker?
But I want Bruce Wayne to kill the Joker.
Yeah.
And I want to see what comes out of that. Because that would be... Because you could have some weird thing. I'm writing the book in my head. Like
you could have weird, like where Bruce Wayne like kind of starts taking on some Joker-esque qualities even.
Yeah, like, you know, then you can have like, you know, you have an issue where the Justice League is trying to stop Bruce Wayne because he's kind of lost his shit. And, you know, and then...
Yeah.
I would like that. Like, that needs to be in Elseworlds, if it hasn't already been. The Joker finally just...
Yeah, it should be. They haven't done Elseworlds in a while, have they?
No.
I can't believe no one's written that book. But I guess they don't want to have their character be a killer, I guess, but...
He's done it before, I think, hasn't he?
Wonder Woman's killed somebody.
Yeah.
Has Batman ever?
I don't know.
In Elseworlds, he might have.
That would be an awesome book, I would think. You know, just kill... But, yeah, that's what I would want to see. Just seems like unless you go Peter Parker and Norman Osborn, you would think at the natural collision course, you would think at some point, like, really, you hadn't snapped that guy's neck. Really? Just, okay. You're an idiot. Yeah.
I want to see Norman Osborn die.
And I was thinking, I almost said Norman Osborn, but
that's what I want to see.
I also, he's relevant now.
He's not, I mean, he died a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's died before.
Let's kill him off.
But if you.
And get rid of all this Dark Reign stuff.
But if you kill him, do you like? Because I kind of like Harry now being back. He's kind of cool. Does Harry even matter as a character?
Yeah, I mean he deals with.
Because part of his draw as a character, like a lot of his draw, is that he's Norman's son.
He'll still be Norman's son.
Oh yeah.
Norman will be dead. I'm sick of all this Dark Reign stuff.
All right, and as far I guess if I answer from the people I'm just sick of, I could do without Doctor Doom. Kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
Really annoys me.
Or maybe like. Hawk, no, or Bullseye.
Oh, I just
want to
change my answer.
Yeah.
Just thought of Mr. Fantastic. I would love to get... That guy's a douche.
Yeah, I'd like to see...
Ooh.
I would love to kill Reed Richards.
Yeah.
I'd love to kill him.
And then bang
yourself with
woman.
Your bare hands.
I am going to buy Marvel. I'm going to buy Marvel from Disney. And my mandate would be that we will kill Reed Richards and burn every... every bit of evidence that he actually existed. We will Mephisto his ass out of comics.
Reverse Sentry.
Like, we'll fill in, like, I will find a fill-in.
And it was like, too long. A lot of people, like, did you hear, like, the origin of the Fantastic Four that I posted on the forum a few months back?
No.
Norm MacDonald did? It's on the forum somewhere. It's on the miscellaneous or the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
But Norm MacDonald did a audio skit a while back with
the
origin.
A while back.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even in the 80s. It was. I mean, it was not that long ago at all.
It sounds like it's from the 80s.
Norm MacDonald did like a audio skit about the origin of Fantastic Four, and it's hilarious. It just, it very much shows off Reed Richards being
I'm,
a douche.
I'm Mr. Fantastic.
So Sue, you turn invisible. So how about the Invisible Woman? She's like, yeah, that's good. And he's like, and Johnny, you're a flaming torch of a man, so you'll be the Human Torch. And he's like, yeah, that makes sense. He's like, now Ben, you're a huge thing of a man, so you'll be the Thing. He's like, yeah, okay, I get it. And he's like, and I will be Mr. Fantastic. And they're like, whoa,
whoa,
stretchy.
Whoa,
whoa, yeah.
Whoa.
They're like,
how come
whoa,
I have to
what?
Be a thing?
What? Yeah. He's like,
and you're
whoa.
Mr. Fantastic?
He's like, can I just call you Stretch? Or and he's just like, no, I'm Mr. Fantastic.
Mr.
He's like,
Fantastic.
He's like, well, I don't get it. Okay, so I turn invisible, so I'm the Invisible Woman. And Johnny, he's the Human, okay? He's like, yeah. And why are you Mr. Fantastic? So he's like, well, as you can see, I can stretch, which is a fantastic power. And they're like, well, we all have fantastic powers. It's really funny. It's like,
I could do without him.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. Pretty funny.
Killing a villain. I like the Joker in an Elseworlds, but like we're talking like gone for good
gone
forever.
For good.
I don't know if I'd be able. Well, I do wonder if somebody would replace the Joker the same way somebody there. If there has to be a Batman, doesn't there have to be a Joker? Because they're supposed to be the balance, I guess.
Yeah.
Villains, God, like I think the thing with killing off villains is I think they would make interesting short-term stories, or like, you know,
yeah.
It's like the idea of, you know, you have a superhero and he has an arch nemesis and that arch nemesis gets killed. What does a superhero do?
Well, that's why I picked.
What does Superman do without Lex Luthor?
Well, so that's why I didn't pick that one.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, Batman could easily, I mean, you know, Joker is the worst, but I mean, like you could easily write in an arc where someone else does something pretty horrible.
Yeah. And I mean,
take that place.
And you look at like, Batman does have like a rogues gallery, but yeah, the Joker is
alpha.
Superman doesn't really have a rogues gallery as much as he has Lex Luthor and like everything that he's fighting all the time.
Yeah,
so Spider-Man has a rogues gallery.
Is there like a superhero villain where it's just the one guy and the other guy they fight?
Like just the two of them all
the time.
Boring comic.
It would be
what Cap and Red Skull.
Now, even Cap has more than that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like Faustus and some of the...
Yeah, because you think... Yeah, I mean...
Germans.
You know, yeah. Some of them probably started out like that, but, you know, like, you know, what, Magneto and the X-Men, I guess.
I mean, Daredevil has Kingpin, Bullseye.
Oh, Bullseye?
Yeah, like, Sean had mentioned... You had mentioned Bullseye, sort of.
I don't really like Bullseye.
Well, it's like a lot
love
of... The,
Bullseye.
Really?
I'm liking him now in Dark Avengers. He is really...
He's annoying.
I love that guy.
Okay.
But all the, like, muted, like, anger towards Norman, like, is like, really, dude, you don't want to snap that guy's neck. Just do it. Just do it.
It's like, yeah, all the villains I've been thinking of, it's just like, who cares if that he dies? That's a lot of the ones I've been thinking about. There's nobody I just incredibly hate that it's just like, oh, God, and if I see another story with MODOK in it, you know, but it's not, because... I'm just kidding, because I know we have people that love MODOK.
Well, because the thing is like, I mean, I think it's more so for me, that. It would be, because there are no real... villains I can think of that really annoy me. It's like a lot of heroes freaking annoy me.
Yeah,
but me, it would be more so seeing the effect on the hero.
Yeah, me too.
Like, because I remember like the arc of Invincible where he killed Angstrom Levy. Well, he thought he killed Angstrom Levy. That was awesome. Just like to see someone, this is really what happened. You would cut loose and you would kill a guy. I mean, easily.
And the thing is comic books are about superheroes. They're not about they're not about villains. So it's like if a villain dies, the superhero moves on for the most part. But if a hero dies, that affects the entire title.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard for me to come up with a villain that I could even care about to even kill off. Except for, like I said, I think it'd be really interesting to see, you know, like you said, the Batman kill the Joker and see what happens.
God,
or just to see the Joker be dead in Gotham City and just like... gone.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I came up with that one on the fly.
It's a two-parter.
Okay. What is your ideal team-up book or crossover book? Like, which two characters do you want to see together? It can be like Marvel, DC, DC, or Marvel, DC.
So,
what kind of pair-up would you like to see? I'll go first.
Okay. Yes.
I came up with this idea. I think that this magic bullet that killed Batman and Captain America put him in the other book. I want to see Captain America as Batman and Batman as Captain America. I want to see that.
So, like, as Steve Rogers is time hopping, he's going to end up in, like, the Stone Age.
It was the same. It was the same bullet. That magic bullet.
You would rewrite it so that's not the way it was.
But I'm saying, but as Steve, like, okay, so the magic. Well, so, isn't Steve Rogers one of the time bullets? It's a time bullet, right?
But
as Steve Rogers is time hopping, he's eventually going to end up hopping back to the Stone Age, and he's going to find Bruce Wayne fighting a, like, Tyrannosaurus.
Now, I think what you're just saying is when Batman got shot, got shot at the exact same time Steve Rogers got shot, and the bullets that hit actually caused them to reverse bodies. Yeah.
Oh, so they would actually switch.
Yeah.
Oh, so
Batman will end up as Captain America, and Captain America will end up as Batman.
That would be an awesome book.
That's what I want to see. I want somebody to write that book.
That would be an awesome book, except for, like, the people in Gotham City would get their asses kicked.
You would just, like, throw shields at everybody.
Hold on, you have superpowers? What the fuck is this? You can't lift a car. What the hell are you doing? Yeah.
It's like, and then people in Marvel would be like, you know, Steve, you've changed.
He's like all dark and brooding.
It's like, okay, don't take yourself too seriously. You have a huge star on your forehead.
Ever since you got shot by your girlfriend, you've changed.
You're down. You're not fun. So distant.
You're always reading the Hardy Boys. Encyclopedia Brown.
You're always going to the graveyard. You're no fun anymore. We get it. They died. Okay, get over it. It's been like 70 years. Man, that's tough.
It's funny. Like, I've got the one character I would like, and I just can't pick the other.
Your one character.
I would like to see a book with Jamie Madrox, the Multiple Man,
yeah,
and somebody else, and just like make like a fun book, you know? Because I think Madrox he's a very broody yet fun character. He's very a lot of quips and stuff, and I would love to team him up with somebody. I just haven't picked who I want to team him up with.
Huh?
In a book,
would it be just another fun mutant?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe I was going to try to think about a DC character. I might team.
Like, yeah, because it's hard to stay Marvel, DC, because
it can happen anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe like I don't believe I'm saying this because I don't really know anything about or like most really the characters, but even like Madrox and maybe like a Green Lantern. Maybe like Hal Jordan and Madrox or something.
Weird.
Or like first I was thinking like Barry Allen and like Madrox. Like have like a Flash.
Barry Allen and Quicksilver.
Yeah. Would it be in the DC universe? Because the DC universe does not need another Speedster.
Yeah, we're done with it's the like, Speed Force. Like, I don't want the Speed God. Force.
Like, I don't understand quantum like physics.
If Quicksilver was in the DCU, they'd be like, so you got the Speed Force too? And he'd be like, what?
That would be awesome if, like, I haven't read Flash Rebirth.
A mutant? What's a mutant?
I haven't read Flash Rebirths and, like, someone just tore through this, whatever the Speed Force is, and, like, Quicksilver just comes spilling out or something. That'd be freaking awesome.
Where am I?
What the hell?
How would I team Madrox up? It'd be like Madrox and Batman. Like, the odd couple kind of thing. God, both detectives.
Oh, like that. Oh.
Like Madrox is all messy. Yeah. Batman's all clean. Yeah.
The detective agency.
Everything has a place in Stationery Island.
That's what I'm going with. Madrox and Batman. That's a good way.
Oh, gee. This one's hard. I can't even. That would be. God, I can't even start. God. Maybe like a Superman and Sentry book, and like, you know, Superman realizing slowly how fucking crazy Sentry is.
Well, it's like who I mean, the Sentry has the power of what, 10 million exploding suns?
A billion exploding suns.
What does Superman have? I mean, wouldn't Sentry be stronger than Superman?
The way they've depowered Superman like every year.
It'd be like Superman would be like, I'm the Sentry, like, step
whatever.
Aside.
Yeah. Calm it down. And then, like, you know, you find out that Sentry just talks to himself.
Oh,
and
you
shit.
Can fly around a planet backwards and bring back time. I can throw it into the sun.
I am the sun. Times a billion. That one's tough. I don't know. I'm going to stick with Superman Sentry just because I can't get a good answer.
Like, watching him, like, Like, Sentry saying something, Superman, what? What did you just say?
It's like, you know, he's saying, like, Superman, someone's happening, and he's saying, like, what? Just shut up! The void is coming! And like, whoa, whoa, buddy! Whoa, let's back it up!
I think this would all be fun to read.
Deadpool with anyone, just because he talks. Just, like, he go, like he's hanging out
with...
He's
got three people in his head.
Like, he's hanging out somewhere with, like, you know... Catwoman, and he just starts talking to the reader, and Catwoman's like, who the fuck are you talking to? He pulls like a Zach Morris. Time out.
Deadpool and Zach Morris.
You know, Deadpool's teaming up with Spider-Man.
Daytona Beach. Spring Break.
I really feel like that's just going to be the most dialogue-filled book in history. Deadpool and Spider-Man. There's going to be like one like word bubble. Every page and no art.
Before they actually took the time to draw all the panels and then just put word bubbles over all of them.
You see that little pieces of the costume.
It's like they sell the original art. You see the original art page.
Artists will be pissed off. It's like, really?
Please visit Marvel.com to see the actual art for the book.
Right. Shawnee, what else you got for us on the magical list?
Let's pretend... For a minute, that we're all indie snobs.
I'm out because I don't know any indie books.
Okay, so I'm dusty.
So I'm dusty. Okay.
Okay. what book do you hate?
What? Yeah. What?
If I'm an indie snob.
You're an indie snob.
Book.
What book do you hate?
Okay, indie snobs. That means I hate something that a lot of people are reading.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's what.
What's the biggest seller? I guess the indie snob, their ultimate book would be, the book they hate would be like X-Men. Oh, it's got to be a crossover. Okay, it's got to be a crossover.
No, well, it doesn't have to be.
I think it has to be a crossover. I think it has to be like a multi-issue like crossover.
Really popular, something.
Everyone's reading.
Everyone's reading, everybody's talking about.
A lot of fight scenes and splash pages. Yeah. It would be something like Blackest Night or something, wouldn't it?
I'm going to go with Blackest Night. Because it's all like continuity, history. Bunch of like action scenes, splash pages.
But then, you know what? But then I think like, because all these indie guys started out as just regular comic book fans. No one just jumped in.
Not necessarily.
I think most of them at some point. You think not?
No,
they haven't.
Well, then never mind.
A lot of them haven't. I'm trying to think of something. I would actually, if I was an indie snob, I would actually take it in a different direction. And I would try to think of a very successful indie book.
Scott Pilgrim.
Ooh, Scott Pilgrim. You would hate Scott Pilgrim,
like
wouldn't
like,
you?
Yeah, it's like something like that. I like a very successful indie, like an indie book that just like the mainstream likes.
Like, they've taken my book.
Yeah, one of those things. Oh. Like that's probably the direction I would probably take.
So when when the Scott Pilgrim with the foil cover comes out, you throw up on yourself. You're like, fuck you.
Well, like as soon as the movie is announced, I'd be like.
I liked
but then,
it before there was
but
a
then
movie.
You like, but you like, God, I forget the kid's name.
Oh, Brian Lee O'Malley?
Dan Brown?
No, the star of the freaking movie.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, you love Michael Cera. That's like, so you're torn.
You're so torn.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's so angsty to be an indie
I hate popular things, but I love Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. I don't know what
really
to do.
Movie. Yeah, it was. I like that movie.
Indie Snobs.
It was cute.
I know how indie snobs think. I think I would take maybe not. I wouldn't maybe go with Scott Pilgrim, but I'm gonna see if I can think of maybe like if somebody was like, you know, a book I really recommend and I like Blankets. I'd be like, Blankets. That book is so superficial. That's like Blankets. There's no depth to that book
like
at all.
Navel gazing.
That's what I would do. I would probably say Blankets. If I was an indie snob, I would hate Blankets.
I'm sticking with Blackest Night, superhero book.
I think we should pose this. Well, I want to call a couple people and ask them this question.
Final question.
Thank
you ready?
God, it's like 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Who would you want to write and draw the comic book based on your life?
Jeez. Jim Lee.
I'm just kidding. Jeff Loeb and Jim Lee. Right. Ted Tarver, Mad About Town.
Oh, jeez. All right, someone else go.
I can tell you, the colorist will be Laura Martin.
Oh, of course. She colors everything.
She colors my world.
I don't know if maybe John Cassidy. I think the Laura Martin John Cassidy team's a good team.
He's man pretty.
I definitely
love Cassidy.
I definitely
he's
so
Cassidy. He's man pretty.
Is he?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a hunk of man.
Yes.
I guess maybe I go to the stereotype, I think these guys are fat and bald.
Every interview.
Oh, no, like, he's not.
Any interview you ever listen to Brian interview Lower Mart, like the first question he always asks is, so what's it like working with that that man hunk? Jai Cassidy. He always asks himself like, he always asks himself like that.
Funny. He's easy on the eyes.
So, like, maybe Cassidy, Laura Martin,
ooh, okay,
Cassidy, mm-hmm. and then the writer. Not doing Warnellis.
I'm bloody British. Right. Oh, crikey.
Right there. Oh. I'm fucking American.
Bloody
Boris. Oh, I mean, I'm...
British. Oh, crikey.
That's not PG-13. Forgot about that. I want Rob Ullman, my artist.
Yeah.
I think that could work for me. Writer. Man, I don't know where to go writing. I don't know what kind of story I want it to be. I'll go Willingham.
Oh, I was going to pick Willingham and Buckingham. Willingham, writer. Buckingham, artist. I want my life story to be like Fables, and I want to be Cinderella.
So you want to be hardcore? No, she wasn't. Yeah, she was a hardcore mercenary, wasn't she?
She's got her book
coming out soon.
I can't think of a writer.
Right?
Really?
I like the team of writer ideas, and I want my book to come out weekly. I want several creative teams.
You want like Jeff Johns and?
I want mine to be a limited series.
Yeah, I want mine to be a graphic novel.
I want
novel.
Mine to be like Destroyer. I want Kirkman. I want Kirkman to write the story of my life. It would be awesome. Done and done. Kirkman and Rob Ullman are going to be the main force.
So hopefully there'll be a lot of bikini clad women. And I want it to be a graphic novel.
I can get Straczynski to write it, and it'll never end.
Like the 12.
Like everything. Either that or it'll just
get Warren Ellis to write it in, and like, you'll live forever.
either that or Straczynski writes it, it'll just get worse and worse after issue 3.
Or get rushed or something.
God. Writer. Yeah, I think
Bendis could write every person in Dollar Bins. And Dollar Bin North. And also Sketch Charlotte. You know, write all we have the Dollar Bin North Sketch Charlotte crossover.
Brubaker?
Cool.
Brubaker would be like depressing as fuck, though.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Really? Like, give me some positive Brubaker stuff that like uplift. I guess I just know him as Daredevil now. That's all I'm putting in my head. Like I can't think of any kind of like
Criminal's not uplifting at all.
Not gloomy.
Marvel's
Brubaker.
Project.
Joss Whedon.
It's an interesting choice.
That would be money.
Yeah.
That would be good. Then you'd be all your friends would be funny.
Crap, I'd be Astonishing X-Men. Joss Whedon, Cassidy, and Laura Martin.
Yeah.
Done. You're in.
Astonishing X-Men.
And you would end up in a bullet.
Or does that make you Cyclops and you kind of look like a penis? Dude, seriously, look at him. He looks like a penis.
I like the Cyclops costume. But he does look a penis.
He doesn't look a penis.
And what I want Joss Whedon, though.
I gotta say Joss Whedon because all my friends will be funny. I was thinking of the Buffy books. Like, everyone has good, you know, good one-liners,
some witty dialogue.
Witty banter.
He's
witty.
Always about the girl-on-girl action with hot girls only.
Hot girls.
No uggos in the book.
No, love that. No fatties.
Do the wrist test, like the Ray Charles wrist test. Like, how big is your wrist? Oh, you're out of this book.
Do you want Chris Giarrusso to write your?
Chris Giarrusso would be pretty funny.
Mini Marvels.
Yeah, a Chris Giarrusso book drawn by John Cassidy and colored by Laura Martin.
Did anybody else have any questions that they came up with throughout the thing?
I forgot to think about them. I think the one I think I told Adam. I think was like, you know, what supervillain would you like to have killed by your favorite superhero or something? And I think we kind of covered that ground, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, well, guys, you know, you listen to us prattle along, like, you know, maybe this is a fun thing. We can keep going on the forum.
Or, you know, the comment section of the actual website.
That would be helpful.
To make it look like people come to our website.
That'd be cool to do.
Because I'm all for the forum conversations. I dig it. But I want to see, you know, comment threads, maybe. Make people who come by the website go, oh, these guys, there's nothing going on here. Nobody comments, so they must not be important.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to play a little guilt card. You know, this is what... 12:10 on a Wednesday night. I have to be at work super early tomorrow, but I'm here. We're not asking for anything in exchange. Just leave a comment.
Yeah,
every person listening to this, we want a comment.
Today was my busiest, hardest day at work, and I'm here.
You said hardest. Isn't that a good thing?
Maybe not at maybe work. I can post the questions after the
yes,
thing,
that'd
be and
good.
Then
post
people
the questions.
Can people can
help.
Answer them.
Sure, we have them written down.
I do.
They have lines down. Drawn through them now, but
I have. Well, no, I have.
You
checks.
Did some pretty aggressive scratching off on some of them.
Well, I didn't want to do that question.
Maybe this will be a forum only question. We'll come up with special forum only questions or like page only questions that you have to see. You have to go to the page.
But yeah, so Sean's going to post the questions. So while you were listening in your car, as most people do, and they're
on
like,
your way, on your
and
way
everybody's like, I would have commented, but I listen in my car. So
oh,
by
shit.
The time I get to the
you're
office
a comic
or
book
home,
fan.
I
you
forget.
Don't have a car. You live at home with your mom. Shut up. Stop lying.
Your mom drives you to work. You can,
were
you
in your
write
mom's
down
car?
Your answers.
I'm kidding,
Starbucks
guys.
Like,
we know you. We know you live.
How can I get more
very balanced
money?
Lives? I will say that, like, you know, and this is totally unrelated to anything. I haven't met many of the typical comic book stereotype people since I've been in comic book circles, which makes it that much more jarring when I actually do meet the typical comic book. Like, I live at home with my mom and I have no social skills.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't
know. We're back.
You should post on the forum and answer the questions. And if you disagreed with us, you should tell us why you disagreed.
And guys, if this wasn't funny, I'm sorry it wasn't my A game. I'm very tired. And I'm pounding Diet Mountain Dew, but it's not. I think the diet.
Is that diet?
This is diet.
Why even drink Mountain Dew then?
Well, I mean, it's for the caffeine jolt. It's that's caffeinated. Okay. It's just okay. No cereal. No cereal. What, guys? This
syrup.
Good night. Wow. And that's the end of the night for me.
Good night, folks.
I just hit Clark
Good night,
Kent.
Everybody.